picking up from yesterday. Well, that's actually somewhat of a new, somewhat, not quite, but somewhat of a new topic. Okay. So it's the Gemara in Beis Yedzayin Amin Aleph. It says, Amar Rav Yechiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Okay, so that's like halfway down the page. Hazug is the first word on the line. Amar Rav Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Meniach Adam Erev Techumen. Meyantef L'Chavera. Umasna. So if you have a situation of a two-day yantif, so you could place an Erev Tchumen on the first day for the second day and make a Tanai, a stipulation, condition, we'll see. Rashi explains. Okay, this is, you got to follow this. Okay, it's not that complicated, but once you follow it, it's a common phenomenon. Okay, I'll see. So it says, what's the case? Rashi says, Im nizka b'yantav rishon. So if you remember on the first day that you didn't place an Erev Tchumen. Yeah, okay. So let's say it turns out it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Okay, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Umasna, and basically what you want to do is, you want to basically place an Erev for tomorrow, I think. I'll see. So here's the thing, is that in reality, there's no 2 days of Yantif. There's only 1 day of Yantif. But the only thing is that there was a suffix. Over the years, there was a doubt because of when the new moon was, when Rosh Chodesh was. So therefore, in Galus, and not in Eretz Yisrael, they had to keep 2 days, okay, out of doubt. And even though nowadays we are not in doubt anymore, so still, the halacha is we have to maintain the minhag. Okay? That's a halacha. Okay, so we have to maintain the minhag. But the minhag, the halacha is that we do it not any more stringent than they did it. So they did it as a doubt, out of a suffix. So we have to treat it as a suffix. Even though we're not really in suffix, but we have a right to say, maybe. Now who cares what's the difference? Maybe whatever, we still have to keep the day. And I don't think, we don't say suffix d'rabbanan, I don't think, whatever. Well, vis-a-vis what? Maybe we do, fine. But vis-a-vis, so there's another thing that the suffix affects, and this is as follows. You could say the following. Im hayom chol, this is again on Thursday. If today is really chol, really not yantif, umachar kodesh, and tomorrow Friday is kodesh, eruv eruv, then I'm placing an eruv today. Today's not yantif, so I'm placing an eruv today for tomorrow. Right? Right. Fine. V'im chalof, right? If it's the opposite, okay? If it's the opposite, that today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol, right? So, ein yitzorach erev. Ein yitzorach la'arev. I'm sorry. V'im chalof, ein yitzorach la'arev. L'tavshilin. Oh, so this is what you're going to say, I'm sorry. So, this is saying it's basically both ways. This is going to be tavshilin or erev tchumen. Okay? So why Erev Tavshilin? Okay, so again, let's take it again. Erev Tavshilin you place before Yontif for Shabbos, right? When you have Yontif into Shabbos, you place it before Yontif so that you could cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Okay, so you say on Thursday, if today is Chol, then tomorrow is Yontif, and I need an Erev before tomorrow, right? So I'm placing it right now. If today is Yontif, then tomorrow is a weekday. So I don't even need an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is only when Yontif backs Shabbos. Don't even need it. So basically, I place an Erev on Thursday, and I just say that if it's a weekday, this is my Erev. If it's Chol, then whatever. It's just meat. I'm putting it down, whatever. I mean, I guess you're not going to make a bracha because it's suffix, but that's what you can do. Okay? So that's what you can do. And similarly, by Tchumen. Uvit Tchumen, okay, Yomar, you say similarly. Im hayom chol umachar kodesh. If today is the weekday and tomorrow is kodesh, then eruv eruv. Then I'm placing an eruv today for tomorrow. Im hayom kodesh, and if today is kodesh, im dvar klum. Right, and then I don't need anything. then tomorrow, right, I don't need tomorrow, then today is Kodesh, so I can't place an Erev. But tomorrow, right, Tamul Macha Yomar Kamokin, Vishal Tchumen. And tomorrow you say the same thing by the Tchum. Uba also a Pasa Atzma, or the same bread, the Vimanashah Chavei Erev. Okay, so if what's happening is that you want to use this Erev for Shabbos. Okay? You want to use this Erev for Shabbos. It's Erev Tchumen. So what you could do is, on Thursday you say, listen, if today is Chol, I'm placing it today for Shabbos. Right? If Thursday is Yontif, so then I'll place my Erev on Friday for Shabbos. Okay, so this is where you end up. Either way, you use the same exact Erev. You can take the same thing and say, here I'm placing this on Thursday. Say, here, this is for Erev in case today's Chol. And then on Friday, say, the same Erev, this is for Erev in today's Chol. Okay? I will b'shel tavshilin, so chushan is l'afzor es t'nol l'machar. So it says, so it turns out by Erev Tavshilin, you don't have to do it twice. Because by Erev Tavshilin, you place it on Thursday, say if today is Chol, today's Chol, I'm placing it today for tomorrow Shabbos. If Thursday is Shabbos Yontif, then on Friday you don't have to do anything, then Friday has nothing to do with Yontif, then there's nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin. So you only have to do it once. But Rashi is saying, by Erev Tchumen, you're going to have to do it twice. If you want your Erev Tchumen to work for Shabbos, so on Thursday you have to say, if today is a weekday, then I'm placing today for Friday Shabbos. And then on Friday, you say, if Thursday was the Yontif, so now I'm placing it today on Friday for Shabbos. So you do it twice. But either way, it's the same thing. I mean, it doesn't, whatever it is. The point is, it doesn't make a difference. Because either way, you just play out the Safek, and that's called a Tanai. You say a Tanai. Okay, basically, that's a common idea. You don't really know what's really going on, so you say, look, I don't know the halachic, what's really going on, but what I'm saying is I'm placing it on, and halacha, so to speak, will resolve itself, whichever one it really is. Okay? Anyone have a problem with that? Okay. Are we good? Okay. So it says, so that's Ruvchia Barachi. Rav, the name of Rav says you can place an Erev Tchumen from Yontif Chavero, and Rava says you can place an Erev Tavshilin from Yontif Chavero. Right, so there's two different shitas who say it. Rav is the one who says that you can do the Erev Tchumen, and Rav is the one who says you can do the Erev Tavshilin. Okay, so it says Mandam Erev Tchumen, the one who says you can place Erev Tchumen, Kolshkin Erev Tavshilin. Certainly you can place Erev Tavshilin. Mandam Erev Tavshilin, Aval Erev Tchumen La. But the guy who says you can place an Erev Tavshilin, he's going to say you can't do Erev Tchumen. My timer, why not? What's the difference? The logic which we've set down seems to not differentiate between the two. So Gemara says a different reason. They'll mikne shvisa b'shabbat Allah, because you can't be kona shvisa on Shabbos, Yontif. Rashi explains Shabbos means Yontif. You can't be kona shvisa. Kona shvisa means to set up your dwelling, you know where you're dwelling. So you can't do that on Yontif. Okay, so you can't place your erev. Chumen on Yantas. What is it? That's the Rashi. Not so simple. So he says, the Lebek Bishvis of Shabbat. Lav Davka Shabbat, Makarel, Yantas Kar Shabbat. So first of all, it's not Shabbat, it means Yantas. Yantas sometimes is called Shabbat. So Rashi says, Lo Hitiru Lo Liknos Shvis of Yantas. We're not allowing him. The Rabbanon don't allow him. Oh, I forgot, that's the problem yesterday. Okay, I hope we'll get back to that, but let's hold off for now. The Rabbanon don't allow him. To be kona shvisa on Yontif. Ve'afilu misafik. Even though he's doing it out of a doubt. You know, he's doing it because he's not really sure. He's doing it out of a doubt. Still, the Rabbanim don't allow him. Okay? Ve'im etiru be'erev tavshilin. Aye, so then why can he do it for erev tavshilin? Hatsum, mishon kavod Shabbos etiru. That's because kavod Shabbos. Because be'erev tavshilin, it's allowing you to cook for Shabbos, so therefore they allowed it. But not here. Or not by Erev Tchumen. Okay, we got some questions here. Shabbos point is saying is that on Yontif, the only Erev Tchumen is that allows you to cook for Shabbos. So the thing is there's Kavod Shabbos there. But on Erev Tchumen, it's like an optional thing that you decide you want to go here, you want to travel, you want to whatever. So that's not necessarily Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yontif. That's something you want to do. So it says if you did it good in advance, fine. But they're not going to permit you to do it if you missed your shot. They're not going to permit you. But there's a major or simple problem here. Yeah. So one question is that Rashi's saying is,
it says that you're not allowed, they didn't permit you to be Kona Shvisa on Yom Tov. Right? Even Mesafik. So it says, so why can you do Erev Tov Shilin? It says, that's because Kovat Shabbos. Right? That's Kovat Shabbos. But what do you mean? Yeah, that says you're not being Kona Shvisa there. Kona Shvisa means you're setting up your dwelling. Right? Setting up your dwelling. And that's a phenomenon of Erev Tchumen. You're not doing that by Erev Tov Shilin. Erev Tov Shilin, you're just beginning to cook for Yom Tov Shabbos. Right? So if he's saying is that they didn't permit you to be Kona Shvisa, the Gemara is saying is you're not allowed to be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. That explains why you're not allowed to do Erev Tov Shilin to Tchumen, but you're allowed to do Erev Tov Shilin. So what does Rashi have to say? They didn't permit you to do it. I want Erev Tov Shilin. It's covered Yontif, covered Shabbos. What does it have to do with it? That's not Kona Shvisa. Right? It just doesn't add up. Right? It's like Rashi's creating a problem for himself and answering it by this covered Shabbos thing that they mounted it. Who needs it? Okay, that's one problem. Okay, any other problems?
Good. Yonah's asking good also, is that the whole idea of the Tanai is saying is that when you're placing it, you're saying is if, to either day, you're saying today when you're placing it, you're saying it's not Yontif. You're saying is they don't allow you to be Kona Shvisa on Yontif, right? Okay, I know you can't be Kona Shvisa on Yontif. But what I'm saying is, on Thursday, I'm saying if today is Yontif, I'm not being Kona Shvisa. I'm not. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Yeah, the only I'm playing, if today's Chol, then I'm doing it. And tomorrow, I'm saying, is only if today's goal I'm doing it. So I'm not being Kona Shvisa on Yontif. I don't know, I really, isn't that the whole idea of the Tanai? That it gets around that problem? Right? It gets around that problem? So that's what I think that's what Rashi's dealing with, is that they didn't permit you to be Kona Shvisa on Yontif, even Misafik. What do you mean, even Misafik? Why, what do you mean, even, how do you say even Misafik? It's just, Rashi's throwing it in there because that's the problem. But why even Misafik? It's not fake, you have it tonight. Tonight's work. Right? Tonight's work. And if you'll tell me by Erev Tov Shilin, so what's he saying? Is by Erev Tov Shilin, they only permit you because of Kavod Yontif, right? Kavod Yontif. So then why do you need it tonight then? If they just permit you because of Kavod Yontif, then what do you need this whole tonight deal? Right? By Erev Tov Shilin. Right, if they're just permitting it, so they just permit it. So what do you need the whole Tanai? Let me just ask you, so someone explained to me, just pshat, why is it also to place the Erev Tchumen? Okay, well, what's the explanation here? So why can't I place the Erev Tchumen? I understand Tchumen Matir Kaskov Chavis, but why can't I place the Erev Tchumen? What's the problem?
Because the Gemara says, you know, because she's on Yantav. Right, okay. So then how does Rashi explain that? Right, I mean, why not? Like, that's not that satisfactory. Like, why not? What's the problem? What's the issue of being Kona Shvisa? So Rashi explains it a little bit, right? So what does he say? He says, they didn't permit you to be Kona Shvisa on Yantav, even Misafik. Right? And they permitted you by Yartav Shilin? Well, that's because of Shabbos. Right? So what's missing here? Is that satisfactory? Rashi's not telling you anything. I mean, he's not telling you why it's asur. He's just saying, they didn't permit you to do it. They didn't permit me. Well, what, did they prohibit me? Like, where's the prohibition altogether? Well, where do you get this idea? You know, it'll be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. Right? Where'd that come from? Is that like an axiom? And if it is, then what does it have anything to do with Erev Tov Shilin? Right? It's like Rashi should tell me the Mikdash is Shabbat Delo, you know, because she's a because blankety blank blank, whatever. Don't tell me, they didn't permit you to be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. What do you mean permit you? It has nothing to do with permitting. It has to do with prohibiting. They're setting up a prohibition. It's not like they have to come along and permit the thing. Right? Right? You follow? Right? It's like a funny, you don't just say, did they permit me to walk around? Did they prohibit me to walk around? I mean, the burden of proof is on you to show me the prohibition, not to say the rabbis never permitted you. They don't have to permit you in anything unless there's already a prohibition. So explain to me the prohibition. Where's it coming from? What's the issue at hand? I mean, I think this question is more basic. We can't really move without knowing this. I'm going to try to figure out why is prohibited even in Safek and what's the difference there. All these questions, I mean, they don't really get anywhere without having some framework with which we can understand what's going on here. What's the prohibition in the first place? What's the issue?
So it seems like you might as well remember and invoke Rashi from the Amud previous before, which says that you're not allowed to play the Gemara stuff. You're not allowed to place an Erev Tavshilin or an Erev Tchumen, right, or an Erev Chatzeros on Shabbos or on Yantif, because it's an Erev Kamasakin. It looks like you're fixing your Dira, right, and thereby, since it looks like you're fixing, so therefore it's you're fixing it and making it functional, and thereby, therefore it's Aser in general. Right, although that wasn't by your Tavshilin, but maybe we could work out how that's also an Erkim Sakin. Right, like I know you're fixing your, I don't even know what you're fixing, but something that's allowing you to cook. I mean, I guess you have to think about that a little bit. But given that there is a prohibition in place, so now Rashi could be saying, this is the background. I mean, I'm not giving Sfarah, I think this is Pshat. Right, I mean, given that there's a prohibition of placing an Erev on Yontif, or of Shabbat, right, which is a Darabanan of Nirek and Misakin, so now you have yourself a question. But let's say it's a Safik. It's a two-day Yontif, and I want to do it out of Safik. So is it now, is that permitted? Do they permit that? Is it only prohibited in a case where it's definitely, you know, Yontif? Or is it even prohibited in the case of Safek? So as we're saying, Lo-Hitiru. They didn't permit you even in the case of Safek. Even in the case of Safek, they didn't permit you. Right? Whereas other than that's a machlokas, right? And that is a machlokas. One sheet holds you could. You could place them both. Okay, presumably because you make it tonight. But the second sheet is saying, no, they didn't permit you. There's no, they have no permission to do that. Okay, that's Nerikim Sakin. Still comes under this, or Nerikim Sakin. This, or Nerikim Sakin isn't removed because of the Safek, because of the Tanai. And then that's what we have to define, is do you say the Nerikim Sakin could be gotten around using this Tanai? Or do you say no? On the surface, should the Tanai get you around the Nerikim Sakin problem or not?
No.
Why not? We leave the question, see if we come with a good Sparah. For tomorrow. Again, the question being, what's the machlokas here between whether or not you're allowed to place, whether or not you are or not allowed to place your zeros on, on the two day yantif, the tonight works, or not. And then also, we left off with the problem from 2 days ago is about whether or not, why Tosa says that, if according to Rebbe, if it's Kedusha Achas, you're not allowed to place the Erev Tumah from one day to the next. You shouldn't say you're not allowed to, just say that it doesn't work because it's one long day. So I shouldn't say it's Asar. What's this? Okay, so we'll do those, and then I think we're going to do this Tosos, my timer. Okay, Tosos needs Zayin and Aleph. Okay, which is furthering what we're doing now, today. Today's stuff, continuation of that stuff, but it's Tosos. Okay.